All right, welcome back to Max Andrus Field. And we brought that back early because we wanted to invite you to be a part of a pretty special moment. And we're going to go here to the PA announcer. Tim Verana is the PA announcer here for Columbus North, and there's going to be a special ceremony here that we think that all of you would like to be a part of, so we're going to bring that now.
Whenever I get the cue from down there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the track in front of the home stands, where we have a very special guest and his family. Tonight, on behalf of the Columbus North Bulldog Alumni Association, comprised of over 14,000 living graduates, and the entire Columbus community, we welcome Sam and Fran Simmermaker. We also welcome their family, son Jeff, his wife Ann, and her brother Bob, and daughter Joan, her son Jay, and Sam's brother John Simmermaker, and his children Joey and Jordan. With them tonight, with the family tonight, are Dr. Brett Bozeman, director of operations for the Bartholomew Consolidated School Corporation, David Clark, principal of Columbus North High School, Ryan Lewis, athletic director for Columbus North High School, Pete King, president of the Bulldog Alumni Association, and Hetty George, executive director of the Bulldog Alumni Association. Sam Simmermaker has been an iconic voice for Columbus sports and a respected member of our community for over 64 years. Sam is a member of the Indiana Broadcast Pioneers Hall of Fame, the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame, and the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. During his 64 years of sports broadcasting, Sam has regularly climbed the 54 steps at this stadium to take his place at the north end of the press box and call the game as he saw. Sam has always been an advocate for generations of Bulldog and Columbus community student athletes. Though his legend has grown over the years, Sam has remained humble and respectful, a tremendous asset to our community. So tonight, it is fitting and proper that we honor Sam Simmermaker and his family with the dedication of the Sam Simmermaker Press Box. And the approval by the Bishop of the as a lasting tribute to his commander's spirit. Sam's legacy will always be with us. So, as Sam would say, holy cow, what a night here at Max Andrus Field. Congratulations, Sam and Fran Simmermaker.
Such a touching moment there, and we were happy to be able to bring you back for that. I know Coach Haston would be okay that we interrupted that coach's interview there. Fran and Sam, surrounded by family and Columbus North, their Columbus North family as well. They're all getting ready for a picture now. Sam took a couple bows. He took his hats off to the crowd, pounded his chest a couple times, and thank you. Got a standing ovation, of course, from the fans. And, Dick, you spent a lot of years with Sam. I think it'd only be fitting if you kind of took the mic here.
It's hard for me to take the mic. Sam is really close to my heart. He, first of all, I know his emphasis is not on him, it's on the community, and he has done so much for it. There's nobody in this community that offered themselves completely to the benefit of every kid that ever walked on a field, bounced on a field, or even talked about playing a sport. And on top of that, he's just a great gentleman. Sam would give you the shirt off his back if it's necessary, except for a St. Louis Cardinals shirt. I'm not sure if he'll give you that one. But I'll tell you what, our car rides to the different ball games were just filled with a lot of memories. And I'll tell you, he's just a fine gentleman. I really, really miss him in my heart. Not that Jeremy's not good. He's going to be a Jeremy of himself.
Yeah, no offense taken, no, for sure.
But I will say that he's not being replaced.
No,
That's not going to happen.
Nope.
But what's going to happen is we start a new era, and we create a new and as good a feeling about sports and about Columbus as anyone. And besides that, I also saw him at the Philharmonic a number of times. He wasn't just sports. Oh, my.
It's such a sight to see him and Fran there walking on the track, seeing lots of people they know and waving. Just a truly special ceremony here pregame of Rivalry Week. And we're so lucky to be a part of it. You pull up to the field today, and I noticed it this morning. I live just off in the distance, and I was driving by, and I saw across the press box. I had to stop my car and get out and take a picture. It was a beautiful sight, and it says, Sam Simmermaker Press Box across the front. And I know there was some pulling and some prodding and stuff to get Sam here tonight because, like you said, he's so humble, and he's never wanted it to be about him. But I think in this moment it's Columbus North and the Alumni Association showing their gratitude for his service over the years.
And the one thing that I really emphasize with Sam is he was a pros Columbus East. Mm-hmm. He didn't care. It didn't bother him that we broadcast east and we broadcast north. He broadcast it because it was Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to emphasize that because, and obviously Columbus North is a long term. Sam has always been there, but from the very first ball game to the present time, Columbus East has been a part of the program that Sam established. So, we got a lot to fill.